Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Jeffrey.
I'm Rebecca.
And let's get started. Have you heard of the author J.K. Rowling?
Of course I have. 谁没有听说过 J.K. 罗琳的名号呢? She wrote the Harry Potter books. She's probably the richest writer in the world.
It's true. Her books are really popular. But she wrote another book that is a little more realistic than a story about a wizard.
在哈利波特完结篇之后 J.K. 罗琳开始写一些比较不一样的作品。不再是写给小朋友们看的魔法世界故事。刚 Jeffrey 老师说的是比较 more realistic, 接近现实生活的不管什么样的主题。I haven't read this new novel of hers, but I believe this is another page turner. 是会让你想要一页一页一直翻下去停不下来的小说。
Let's take a look at today's lesson.
J.K. Rowling's new novel.
J.K. Rowling is famous around the world for writing the Harry Potter books. After the last book came out in 2007, she took a break. Finally, in 2012, she published a novel for adults, The Casual Vacancy. The story begins with the death of parish counselor Barry Fairbrother. His deathleaves an open seat on the council, and this leads to problems. The other counselors begin to argue with one another. What's more, someone is posting all of the candidates' darkest secrets online. The Casual Vacancy has interested many readers because it discusses different social concerns like politics and drugs. It has set several records.And won awards. This year, the BBC will broadcast a TV drama based on the book.
Word power!
Adult, adult. Fight Club.Is a movie for adults because of all the bloody fights. Fight Club is a movie for adults because of all the bloody fights. Death, death. Some people believe in life after death. Some people believe in life after death. Secret.Secret. Jessica has a big mouth. She told everyone my secret. Jessica has a big mouth. She told everyone my secret. Social. Social. Stephanie is very social and likes to meet new people.Stephanie is very social and likes to meet new people.
Today we're going to talk about J.K. Rowling's books. How much do you know about her?
J.K. Rowling is famous around the world for writing the Harry Potter books. After the last book came out in 2007, she took a break.Okay? And I can understand why she needed a break, because she was very busy writing those books. She wrote 7 Harry Potter books. Did you read them all?
Yes, I have. I have read all of them. 从1997年直到2007年，这十年当中写七本小说。要是我也想好好休息一下，先放个长假再说呢。Since Harry Potter books were a big success,Everyone was looking forward to her next new book.
Finally, in 2012, she published a novel for adults, The Casual Vacancy. Okay, so we saw this word publish, and publishing is getting a book out, having it printed on paper so it can go to a bookstore for people to buy. Okay. Now, this book is for adults. An adult is a fully grown person who is legally responsible for their actions. That means when you're an adult, you have more responsibilities, and if you do something bad, you'll get in big trouble with the law. That's what legally responsible means.
在2010年 J.K. 罗琳出版一版新的小说、出版这个东西、叫做 publish 翻开书本的版权页通常它就写个 published by 某家公司表示这本小说呢是那间公司出版的 J.K. Rowling published a new novel a novel for adults 出版一本给成人看的小说听到成人小说你是不是想歪啦啊不是黄色小说的意思哦而是里面讲的议题呢不再是有关于魔法学校主角呢也不是小学生是比较适合大人看的那么成人大人这个字你可以把它念成 adult 或者是 adult 都可以哦大部分国家法律呢都是规定18岁之后就是成人了
Here's an example sentence for adultFight Club is a movie for adults because of all the bloody fights.
Fight Club, 斗争俱乐部。这部电影有点久远了，是1999年的片子，布莱德比特有演哦，完全不建议同学们去看，因为这是部大人看的电影啊，里面有很多打斗的场景，挺血腥的。J.K. 罗琳这部小说的 Casual Vacancy， 书名翻译成临时空缺，是也是比较属于大人的小说。So what's the story about?
The story begins with the death of parish counselor.Barry Fairbrother. Okay, so he is a parish counselor. Now, a parish is an area of land, and these pieces of land are controlled by councils. Okay, and a council's local government. It's a group of people that are the government that make important decisions for the parish. You could think of a parish beingmaybe larger than a neighborhood, perhaps a small county, but it's an area of land and the council controls it, and one person on this council would be called a councillor.
Parish 指的是一个英国的行政区，就是一个当地的政府机构，由议会在管理这个地方的。刚刚提到很多行政专业的字哦，像是议会叫 council， 在后面加上 or， councillor 就是议员。临时空缺这本小说的故事，一开始呢就是一个名叫 Barry Fairbrother 的议员死掉了。So what happened after his death?
Well, his death leaves an open seat on the council.And this leads to problems. Okay, so he died. And we see the word death, okay, which is a noun. Death is the end of the life of a person or an animal.
Die, dead, death 这几个字你分得清楚吗？死亡的动词叫做 die, D-I-E, die. 我不想死啊，就是 I don't want to die, 这是一个动词。而死亡的形容词叫 dead, D-E-A-D. 电影当中有人倒在血泊当中，你过去探探他的鼻息，哦哦，来不及了。He is dead.He's dead, 还是死掉的。那么死亡的名词的话，就先提到 death, death 的死亡这件事情。
So for an example sentence, some people believe in life after death. Okay, so this would mean after you die, you either go to some other place, it could be a very nice place or a very bad place.Or you become a ghost and you stay on Earth. Lots of people believe that after your death, there will be something happening, although we're not really sure what.
有些人相信死后还有生命的存在，埃及人就是这样啊，才会有木乃伊。那么在故事当中，议员 Barry 过世之后，少了一个议员，所以议员就议会就多了一个空缺哦，这就是为什么书名叫临时空缺的原因啊。So that's why the book is called The Casual Vacancy. They need a new counselor.
Sure, a vacancy is an empty spot. Okay. So it's right. The other counselors begin to argue with one another. Okay. What's more, someone is posting all of the candidates' darkest secrets online. This is bad news. Okay, so a candidate is a person, and it's a possible choice for a job. So there's an empty seat on this council, and there's a group of people, and they have to choose one. These are the candidates, people who could possibly take this job. Okay, now all of these people have secrets. Now, a secret is something that is known about by only you or only a few people. Okay, it's not told to many others, and secrets definitely shouldn't be posted online, because then everybody will know your darkest secrets, and a dark secret is probably something bad you did, and you don't want people to know about it. You won't get that new job, so don't post your own secrets online, or really, you shouldn't post other people's dark secrets either. That's a bad thing to do.
就说是秘密了，就是不想让别人知道的事情嘛。在补选的过程当中，除了大家各自意见之外呢， What's more, someone is posting all of the candidates' darkest secrets online. 句子一开始 What's more 的意思就是而且还有不只是这样子呢，居然有在 post 张贴文章。我们常常在说，在网上 po 文章啊 ，po 照片那个 po 其实就是 post 这个动作。这些人张贴的不得了了，是 candidates 参选人们的秘密 ，secrets 秘密。文章当中提到 the darkest secrets 是最黑暗、最不为人知的秘密。
So for example, I could say.Jessica has a big mouth. She told everyone my secret.
Jessica 真是大嘴巴耶，她把秘密都告诉大家。那如果你是那种口风很紧的人，你可以告诉朋友说 Don't worry, your secret is safe with me. 你的秘密跟我在一起很安全，就是我不会说出去的。哎，我也好想知道这些候选人的黑暗秘密是什么，超八卦的。Don't you want to know what the darkest secrets are?
Yeah, I do. I'm very interested. But let's continue with the article. The casual vacancy has interested many readers because it discusses different social concerns like politics and drugs.Now, something that is social is relating to human society and its organization or the quality of people's lives.
这本书讨论很多社会议题，社会的形容词叫 social. Concern 则是有个重要的事，关心的事的意思。社会议题像是刚刚提到的政治啊、毒品啊等。等等哦，所以你看这本小说的主题是不是真的没有那么适合小学生阅读呢 ？Jeffrey, is there another meaning for the word social?
Sure. Well, it's also talking about being friendly and connecting people. Facebook is a social network. Okay, someone who is social enjoys meeting and talking to other people.
当你用 social 来形容人的时候，是指这个人还很会社交，很懂怎么样跟大家相处啊、来往之类的。
Okay, for example, Stephanie is very social and likes to meet new people.
Stephanie 很会社交，也喜欢认识新朋友。J.K. 罗琳这本小说真的跟之前小说好不一样哦，难怪读者们都很好奇、很感兴趣。No wonder readers around the world are interested in this book.
It has...set several records and won awards. Okay, so for example, it was number one on Amazon.com, a website that sells books.
它的排名很不错哦。It has set several records, 创下一些记录 and won awards, 赢得一些奖项。那通常得奖之后就会更卖座啦。But this book was published in 2012, right?
That's right.
Why are we talking about it now?
Well, this year, the BBC will broadcast a TV drama based on the book.
哦，原来是这样。BBC, 英国国家广播公司将会推，播出以这本书改编的 TV drama, 就是电视剧，连续剧哦。哦，令人期待呢。好的，现在让我们休息一下，等下再回来。
Well, we talked about a serious book today, The Casual Vacancy. Do you like to read serious books?
To be honest, the answer is no. 老实讲，我真的没有办法看主题很严肃的书，哎，看每节就会睡着了。Sorry, I'm a shallow person. 我这么肤浅的人。
Well, I think they can be interesting. They make me stay up late because they're so dramatic. Well, that's all the time we have, so I'm going to say goodbye.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bruce felt like a city slicker after he moved to the countryside.
Bruce felt like a city slicker after he moved to the countryside.
Hello, everyone. This is Celine. 我还没有跟大家聊聊我自己，对吧？我是土生土长的台北人，这辈子呢只住过台北，但是呢我很喜欢去其他的城市走走晃晃。不过呀，不得不说，当你只住过台北，很多事情你就会不懂。像我上次去台南的时候，我就非常惊讶，那边吃番茄会沾酱油膏，早餐呢就会吃牛肉汤，所以呢我真的是还蛮逊的这样子。这时候呢，我都只好自嘲自己是一个台北怂。那台北俗，台北怂，城市乡巴佬，英文应该怎么说嘞？今天的小聚会就要来告诉大家喽。Bruce felt like a city slicker after he moved to the countryside. Bruce 搬到乡下以后，觉得自己啊就像是个城市乡巴佬。这个 Bruce 啊，他就跟索令我一样，非常尴尬的什么都不懂。所以呢，可能住在那里就是乡下的时候呢，要东西要去哪里买啊，都不知道。瓦斯用完了，要叫瓦斯也不懂。最后啊，我们再来复习一次今天的句子哦。Bruce felt like a city slicker after he moved to the countryside. 不过呀，这个说法拿来说别人，可能会像是在酸别人，那搞不好啊，还会冒犯到人。因此呢。我们还是拿来自嘲就好咯。 Alright, that's all for today. See you next time. Bye.
Bruce felt like a city slicker after he moved to the countryside.
Bruce felt like a city slicker after he moved to the countryside.
Chit chat.
大姐，你怎么了？
This movie makes you sad.
天哪！哎呀，别这样！
好好玩啊！
哎呀，不要急，不要急，让你回，让我玩一下嘛。
好了，那就先让你玩吧。我跟你讲，这里面的游戏超多的，一定会让你很开心哦。We can make you so happy. 啊，我玩的好累哦，我先休息一下。
Let me so happy.让我很开心，表姐怎么会说成 let you so happy 啊？我知道了，因为中午我们都会说，让我做什么事情啊，或者是你让我很开心，都有让这个字。不过呢，其实英文不同哦，因为这两个让在中文呢还是有不同的意思哦，所以英文当然也不同咯。像是这个让我看看的让，其实就有着允许啦，或者是准许的意思，所以我们就要用 let 这个字哦。Let means to allow someone to do something. 所以刚刚说的你让我看看啊 ,let me see, 或者是口语我们常提到 ,let me think about it, 让我想一下，都是 let 的用法哦。但是呢，如果我们要说某个人事物让你感到怎么样怎么样的话呢，我们就不能用 let, 我们要用另外一个字，就是 make, 句型为 A make B,后面再接形容词，比方像是你让我很开心，就是 you make me happy, 或者是搞笑片都让我很开心，我就可以说 funny movies make me happy。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
对，表姐刚刚应该说的是 We games make you so happy， 不能用 let 是用来表示允许的让，如 Mom won't let me eat too much junk food。
J.K. Rowling's new novel。
J.K. Rowling is famous around the world for writing the Harry Potter books。After the last book came out in 2007, she took a break. Finally, in 2012, she published a novel for adults, The Casual Vacancy. The story begins with the death of parish counselor Barry Fairbrother. His death leaves an open seat on the council, and this leads to problems. The other counselors begin to argue with one another. What's more, someone is posting all of the candidates' darkest secrets online. The Casual Vacancy has interested many readers because it discusses different social concerns like politics and drugs. It has set several records and won awards. This year, the BBC will broadcast a TV drama based on the book.
Adult, adult. Fight Club is a movie for adults because of all the bloody fights. Fight Club is a movie for adults because of all the bloody fights. Death, death.Some people believe in life after death. Some people believe in life after death. Secret, secret. Jessica has a big mouth. She told everyone my secret. Jessica has a big mouth. She told everyone my secret. Social.Social. Stephanie is very social and likes to meet new people. Stephanie is very social and likes to meet new people.